The epistle for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15. Brethren, I make known unto you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast after what manner I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and after that by the 11. Then was he seen by more than 500 brethren at once, of whom many remain until this present day, and some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen also by me, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace in me hath not been made void. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus, going out of the coast of Tyre, came by Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring to him one deaf and dumb, and they besought him that he would lay his hand upon him. And taking him from the multitude apart, he put his fingers into his ears, and spitting, he touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, which is, be thou opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke right. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal did they publish it, and so much the more did they wonder, saying, He hath done all things well. He hath made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And taking him from the multitude apart, he put his fingers into his ears, and spitting, he touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, which is, be thou opened. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we read the Gospel of today's Mass, we may ask ourselves, why did our Lord perform all these unusual and quite different ceremonies when he was healing the deaf and dumb man, putting his fingers in his ears and touching his tongue? Why did our Lord do this? Couldn't our Lord just say the word and the man would have been healed? But instead, he performed these ceremonies. He put his fingers in his ears, he took some saliva, and touching the man's tongue, he said, Ephphatha, be thou opened. And the reason our Lord did this, he performed these ceremonies, is because the man was deaf and dumb. He was mute, probably from birth. The poor man probably didn't even understand what was going on, why this small group of people brought him to this man. They couldn't tell him that this is our Lord and he's going to heal you. He was deaf and dumb. And so our Lord did these little ceremonies, these little signs, to help the man understand that he was going to cure him, to prepare him for what our Lord was about to do to him. And after our Lord did these things, these little ceremonies, and said, Ephphatha, be thou opened, the man was immediately cured. He could hear for the first time. That would be quite amazing, not hearing your whole life, and then all of a sudden you hear. And our Lord worked a double miracle. Not only could the man hear, but he understood what their words meant. And his speech was perfect after our Lord healed him. Now, the church actually uses these ceremonies in the sacrament of baptism. In the gospel, other people brought the deaf mute. They brought him to our Savior, and they asked on the man's behalf if our Lord could heal him. And it's just like that for baptism. The sponsors bring the little infant to be baptized, and they respond in the child's name to the questions of the priest. The priest will ask, "What dost thou ask?" The sponsors answer, "Faith, as it leads to life everlasting." The child does not have faith yet. He is not a Catholic, so the sponsors are asking on behalf of the child for faith. You see, the child is spiritually blind, deaf, mute, due to original sin. Remember, because of the sin of our first parents, all men inherit and are stained with original sin. Except, of course, for our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And a soul cannot enter into heaven in the state of original sin. And so the baptismal ceremony actually begins outside the church because the child is not yet Catholic. He's not a member of the church. And that is actually why at the beginning of the baptism, the priest wears a purple stole, just as he wears in the confessional. Because the infant's soul is in the state of sin. It is spiritually dead. And part of the ceremony, the priest actually leads the child or the one to be baptized into the church, invites them into the church. And the one to be baptized, whether it be an infant or an adult, is taken aside, as it were, from the world and led into the church. Just as our Lord in the Gospel of today's Mass led the deaf man away from the crowd to perform the miracle. And then during the baptism, the priest does almost the same exact ceremonies our Lord did. The priest actually slightly moistens his fingers, just a little, with his own saliva from his lips. And he very lightly touches the ears of the infant and then the nostrils. Just as our Lord touched the ears and the tongue of the deaf mute. And during this, the priest says, "Ephphatha, be thou opened." And all this indicates that the bodily senses, nose, ears, eyes, they stand in need of healing. They stand in need of healing in order that they may behold and understand the beauties of the mysteries of our faith, in order that they may be able to perform and follow the commandments of God. That is, we are to use our senses to obey God, use our senses to praise Him in a new life as a Catholic. And after those ceremonies, the one who to be baptized, whether it be a child or an adult, they make a solemn promise, a promise that we all made when we were baptized. The priest asks, "Dost thou renounce Satan? And dost thou renounce all of his works and pomps?" And the sponsors, again answering in the name of the infant, they respond, "I do renounce him and all of his works and all of his pomps." We are actually promising to do all in our power to keep our soul in grace, to fight temptation, to avoid those near occasions of sin. That's what we mean by Satan's pomps and works, those near occasions of sin and his temptations. And it is after this promise that the priest finally baptizes the one to be baptized. By pouring water over the head of the infant three times in the form of the cross, the priest says, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And immediately at that moment, original sin is washed away. The soul is cured and is filled with the new life of sanctifying grace, just as a man in the gospel today was cured of his disease. St. Francis de Sales says that man is brought forth in sin, but sin is far removed from the way of salvation. One cannot attain salvation if they are in the state of sin. So St. Francis continues, man is condemned before his birth. He is born in darkness of original sin and in the region of the shadow of death. But, this holy saint continues, he is born again in the waters of baptism, and he is clothed in the habit of grace. Now, my dear faithful, we may wonder, after reading the gospel of today's Mass, we may wonder, whatever came of the man cured by our Lord? What happened to him after the gospel? Did he remain a faithful follower of Christ? Or did he forget all that our Lord did for him on that day? And sacred scripture does not tell us, neither does tradition. They don't tell us what happened to this man. But we can well imagine that perhaps he became a close follower of Christ, striving to obey his teachings and his commands. But my dear faithful, like this man, we too have been cured of original sin. We have received sanctifying grace through the sacrament of baptism. Through baptism, we are children of God and heirs to the kingdom of heaven. We should then, my dear faithful, seriously examine what has become of our soul since our baptism, since we were cured. Do a little checkup on our soul. Have we remained faithful to our vows and promises we made at baptism? The promise to renounce Satan and all of his works and pomps. And as I mentioned, by his works and pomps, we mean those near occasions of sin that especially surround us in the world today. Those persons, those places and things that easily lead us to sin. The bad shows and movies, the internet. When we are tempted, my dear faithful, do we call upon the assistance of the Sacred Heart? Do we call upon our Blessed Mother for their grace and strength to fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil? My dear faithful, we should examine if we have been faithful to our duties as a good Catholic by frequently receiving the sacraments so that we remain in the state of grace, that we're getting all the help we can by the Mass and the sacraments. Are we devoted to Our Lady and strive to say her rosary every day? Remember, my dear faithful, that the devil fears the Blessed Mother. And if we do not call upon her, we can easily fall. The devil actually fears the Blessed Mother more than he fears God himself. This is because he knows he will be beat by God. That's expected. God is the ruler of all things. Of course, he would beat the devil. But for the devil to be beaten by a woman, by a human creature, the Blessed Mother, that is most humiliating for him. And so, my dear faithful, I encourage you today to renew your baptismal promises, to renew the resolution to take the necessary measures we need to keep our soul in the state of grace and to keep our baptismal promise. Our Lord cured us at baptism so that we can be happy with him in heaven, so that we could be with him forever. And now we need to do our part. And so I say to you what the priest once said to you when you were baptized, the words of baptism. I say to you, keep thy baptism without blame. Observe God's commandments, so that when the Lord cometh, thou mayest meet him with all the saints in heaven, and that thou mayest obtain eternal life. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.